We'll leave the BBC World Service there and turn our attention towards Tuesday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. As the Liberal Democrats gather for their party conference, Farming Today hears what their plans are for farming over the next 5 years. That's coming up with Anna Hill at 5:45. We'll have news briefing and our prayer after the shipping bulletin, but first a taste of some new comedy coming our way.
Hello, I'm Randy Feldface, a purple puppet from Australia, and I have managed to infiltrate BBC Radio 4 to bring you my very own four-part series about how to speed up climate change and end the planet as quickly as possible.
New late-night comedy from Radio 4's fuzziest presenter.
And if you don't know who I am, just imagine a deflated Mr. Blobby.
I was, in fact, offered this contract as part of Radio 4's diversity recruitment strategy.
Randy Feltface's Destruction Manual. Saturday nights at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Listen quickly before they kick me out.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 17th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, North England, 1033, expected South Norway, 1035 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking. Southwesterly, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Drizzle, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Viking, north at 0. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. South at 0. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. 40s at Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest at 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in 40s, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in White, fair, good. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in South, fair, good. North Fitzroy. Easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Shannon, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, drizzle with fog patches, becoming mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rockall, Malin, south, backing southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, southwest, backing south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest, backing south later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Faroes, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And finally, southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly 5 to 7, occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 17th of September 2024. Tyree Automatic. South by west 3, 12 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 5, mist, 2 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west 4, rain, 1.5 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lucas, west 1, slight rain, 14 miles, 1030, steady. Bridlington, northwest by west 2, 1032, rising slowly. Sandetti light vessel, automatic. Northeast, 5, more than 27 miles, 1029. Greenwich light vessel, automatic, 11 miles, 1029. Jersey, northeast 3, 16 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Scilly automatic, northeast 2, 1030, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south 1, 16 miles, 1029, now rising. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 22 miles, 1032, rising slowly. And Malinhead, south-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 17th of September 2024. The general situation. High pressure across the United Kingdom will drift slowly east, giving predominantly fine and settled conditions for much of the inshore waters with generally light winds, but strong winds will affect the far northwest and also the far south at times. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 or 4, later except in Moray Firth. Occasional drizzle until later in the northwest, good, occasionally poor until later in the northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable, becoming southeasterly for a time, 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in the south, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsiebill, northeasterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. Selsiebill to Lyme Regis, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the northwest, increasing 6 at times later in the east, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in the north, fair, good. Great Orme's Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later, fair, good. The Isle of Man, variable, mainly southeasterly 3 or less, increasing 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southeast, southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in the east, drizzle at first, mainly in the north, good, occasionally poor at first in the north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the north, occasional drizzle with fog patches, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And finally, Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll have a general weather forecast in a few minutes, Jane.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 17th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Junior doctors in England say their campaign for better pay isn't over, despite accepting an offer from the government. The Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Ed Davey, is expected to attack the Conservatives' record on the NHS in his keynote party conference speech. In business, a new study suggests post-Brexit trade restrictions are hitting British exports. And in sport, a Premier League player criticises the number of matches. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says the end of a pay dispute by junior doctors in England marks the first step in the government's mission to make the NHS fit for the future. Members of the British Medical Association voted to accept an offer of 22% pay rise over 2 years. Dr. Emma Runswick from the BMA said she was glad the dispute had been resolved, but warned the fight for better pay wasn't over.
Mr. Streeting is telling us that the independent pay review body will help us restore our pay over a number of years. If we find that that isn't the case, of course, there's a possibility that we'll be back in dispute, because we are looking to value doctors appropriately in this country so they don't leave, so we can provide a good health service, the kind of care that we train to give.
A new report has highlighted serious concerns about the number of people off work because of long-term illness, describing Britain as the sick man of Europe. The Institute for Public Policy Research warns that figure could exceed 4 million by the end of the next parliament. The Liberal Democrat leader, Sir Ed Davey, is expected to criticise the government for doom and gloom when he closes his party's annual conference in Brighton later. In his keynote speech, Sir Ed is also expected to attack the Conservatives, saying they left the NHS in a broken state. He'll claim his party offers hope instead. The Lib Dem frontbencher, Sarah Olney, agrees and says more investment is needed in health and social care.
I mean, we totally understand and appreciate that the new Labour government have got a hugely difficult inheritance. We've seen years of Conservative mismanagement and chaos, so everybody understands the pressures that the government are under. But the Liberal Democrats are calling for a particular focus on the NHS and social care, because we think that that is absolutely key.
Soldiers and volunteers in Poland are trying to shore up an embankment to stop floods from engulfing the southwestern town of Nysa. More than 40,000 people living there have been told to head for higher ground. Several countries across Central and Eastern Europe have also been affected by severe flooding caused by Storm Boris. The Labour MP Diane Abbott has told the BBC she was treated like a non-person by Sir Keir Starmer and the party during the row over remarks made about her by the Conservative donor and businessman Frank Hester. He'd said she made him hate all black women and should be shot. He later apologised but denied.